We're going Samurai with you, 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US, host 2020 at cyber-line.com, and also facebook.com/cyberlinenet, and the tweety at cyberlineusa. Don't forget, we have podcasts available through Spreaker, that's spreaker.com, where you'll find Cyberline podcasts there, which will also be on iHeartRadio. The Google podcasts are all over the place. And of course, you can go to cyber-line.com, our website, where there'll be a complete list of many places that carry us live and in podcast all over the world and in many countries. And also, Charlie Jones, who also do the tech show with once a month on his show, you can catch him at the iHeartRadio app, Spreaker, and other fine places as well. Plenty of places for you to be able to catch up if you've missed the show or want to go back and check on something I said. So we've talked about this whole right to repair thing. And, of course, now it's becoming a deal where more and more people are going to be able to repair their own stuff, especially cell phones. So the big question has been, how do you check whether a used iPhone has actually been repaired? Now, I've run into some problems with this from friends that I've known, that they will get a phone, and of course, they'll get Asurion Insurance, the top insurance people out there for phones. And they'll send it off to have the repair done on the screen because, you know, they dropped it, cracked it, and whatever. A technician may come out to their work or home and do it on site, or they may send it in, or they may drop it off at U-Break, iFix, or one of the other places and have it done. Then when they get it to Apple for a reason, Apple takes it apart or whatever, it comes unglued and finds out that it's a third-party part. It's not an actual genuine Apple part. Then they throw the phone back at you and don't want to talk to you and give you the time of day. I think that's rather stupid because, you know, if you don't like your parts being out there, don't give your schematics and stuff to third-party companies to make the part. I'm looking at you, Apple. I am. I'm looking at you right dead in the eye. Because you should not be doing that. If you are giving people the right to manufacture your parts as a third party, then they should have every right to be using them without you scolding them because they didn't pick you first. So that can be an issue with warranty stuff. Of course, if you have Apple Care, you're going to take it to them anyway, and they're going to put in a genuine part. But then you've got this issue where a lot of people like to go buy older phones. You know, people will sell their phone, want to trade up to a better phone. But then the question is, how do you know when you're buying that used phone, what's going on in there? Well, it's also good to know whether there's any replacement parts used or genuine Apple or whatever. So here's what happens. Like a car, your iPhone now effectively has a logbook of any parts that have been replaced. That area will only show up on a device that has had any components replaced, which means if you don't see it, then you'd be relatively sure that the iPhone has remained sealed since it left the factory. Now, this feature is available in the new iOS 15.2. You just got to head to Settings, General, then About, and then look for Parts and Service History section beneath the device's serial number. If the section is missing, nothing has been replaced, not even the battery. But if any parts have been replaced, you will see them listed in that section. Since the feature is relatively new, it's most useful on newer devices, and the parts you may see listed different depending on the device. And there's a picture I'm looking at on this, shows a serial number, and it has like the battery listed, says genuine Apple part, camera, genuine Apple part. And on the iPhone 12 or 13, you can see whether the battery, camera, or display has been replaced. On an iPhone 11, it's limited to the battery and display. And on the iPhone XR, XS, and Max, and iPhone SE, only the battery will be listed. Now, again, any parts that read genuine Apple part as first party and have been replaced by Apple or one of their authorized service partners. For any other parts, you will see an unknown part label instead. Now, here's the big question. Does it really matter about getting a genuine Apple part? Again, back to your car. You can go to the dealer and buy a dealer battery, which supposedly is better than other batteries, or you can go out and buy a diehard, or you can go to Walmart and buy a battery. I mean, you have all these places. But the car dealership, and especially the car company, whether it be Ford, Chevrolet, whoever, is not going to scold you because you didn't use their factory-specific battery or alternator or whatever. You know, there's even rebuilt alternators. There's even rebuilt phones. So that is not really an issue. What the issue is that just like with batteries, you know, if you go out and buy a top-line battery, like Die Hard and others, are probably going to last you longer than the cheap battery that you buy at a third-party vendor or something that, you know, is kind of slapdash. And if you're lucky, maybe get a year or two, maybe three if you're really lucky, out of it. So that's why those parts from Apple are more expensive for a reason. They're built to a higher standard than cheaper alternatives, which third-party technicians may opt for to save money. Now, that can lead to them not lasting as long. And batteries, I really wouldn't scrimp on a battery. And with everything being sealed nowadays, it's really hard to get in there and do those kind of things. You know, in the old days, you used to just pop the back off, go buy a battery, stick it in, put the pot back on, and you were fine. And you could get it at Walmart and just about any other place. But not so much now with these newer phones. So the genuine parts, if you can do it, it's better because they'll probably also have a better warranty on them, things like that. But again, if you're going to get so anal, Apple, about parts, then don't give schematics out to third-party vendors to make them. There was an issue not too long ago where they had gotten in, actually it was both Apple and Samsung. I pulled them in as well, too. And one of the things they did was a lot of places had third-party stuff and had it in their inventories, and they had to get rid of it. And they were told, well, if you want to stay on the dole, you got to get rid of that third-party stuff and use genuine product stuff from us, or we're not sending you business. And so then they dumped all of this stuff, which was good. I mean, it still worked, just wasn't to their specifications. Had to get rid of it, dump it, whatever. But then there was the time involved to place the orders for the genuine parts. So now you've got this lag of anywhere from 2 weeks to a month. People are waiting to get their screens fixed. Well, I can't fix them. Well, why can't you fix them? Oh, well, we don't have the parts. But yet you look in the inventory and you could see in that store they have the parts. No, those are the parts of the genuine, of the non-genuine stuff that's sitting on a shelf waiting to go back. It's not the new stuff. And so now all these people are inconvenienced because Apple and Samsung are like, well, it's our way or the highway. When in fact they could have taken a non-genuine part, popped it in, you took your chances, and there's going to always be some kind of a warranty on repair, even if it's as little as 30 days. I mean, if you haven't cracked something in 30 days or it's not going south on you, then you're probably going to be okay. But at least you have that buffer that if the technician screwed something up or if your part was defective from the manufacturer, you know, you still got that buffer no matter what. So these guys, again, it's up to you. If you want to have a genuine part put in, pay the extra money, and you want to increase the resale value of your phone because now they can look at it and tell for sure, go do it. If you're happy with the part, you're probably going to trash the phone and buy a new one anyway later on or give it to the kid. Well, sucks to be you. It's your problem now. So whichever you want to do, there's no problem with that. So some of the other things have been going on too. We posted a thing up on the Cyberline page. By the way, you can go to the Cyberline page, facebook.com/cyberlinenet. We've got the link there for the cheesecake coupon. We've also got the link for this genuine part business and be able to do that. But we sent up a picture that's been 55 years now. And we got some major hits on it. I was quite surprised. It's a picture of the Gemini 7 spacecraft that was facing the Gemini 6 back on December 15th, a couple days ago. It's been 55 years. And, or 50, I'm sorry, 50, 56, 56 years. But anyway, it's been that long. And this is the time when Wally Schirra and Tom Stafford got together at 17,500 miles per hour, turned to each other, and docked, actually connected ships. First time that a spacecraft had ever been docked in space. And the funny thing about it is that there was an episode of Lost in Space in real time that time, and they broke in across all the networks and preempted Lost in Space for the dock up. And it was a big bit of history. And I was amazed at how many people have gone out and clicked on this thing. And they're pretty impressed. And I sent one over to Charlie Jones's page, and he's got more hits than I have. So it's amazing to see on the page. We can tell when you guys like stuff, and we can tell when you really, really like stuff. And that was something I just thought, oh, it's a piece of history. And a lot of people were really more interested in it than I thought they would be. So that was real nice. So we're going to talk about some other things as well. And we'll talk a little bit about stock market because some things have been happening with companies. And by the way, if you're a fan of Sex and the City, and they've got this new reboot or sequel or whatever it is that's out, and turns out that they torpedoed Peloton because Mr. Big supposedly in the series dies on a Peloton. It was a spoof that they did against Peloton for the woman who got the exercise bike as a Christmas gift in a commercial a couple of years ago. And that was kind of their jab at him. But people believe what they see on TV and actually thought that he was killed by it, and the stock plummeted. It's around about $40 a share now. And normally it had been around 100 plus because people staying in the COVID and everything. They've been using the app, which shot their numbers to the roof. And now people are going back to gym, believe it or not. Don't know for how long now, that since everybody's been talking about this new Omicron variant or whatever it is. And they actually, I guess, thought that this was real and the stock plummeted. So listen to people. Don't do that, especially on TV. I remember there was a time Sherwood Swartz had mentioned he got tons of mail from people all around the country saying, well, we know where the Gilligan's Island is. We know they're stranded, the castaways. Why didn't somebody send a boat out there and rescue them? They thought the show was real life. That was in the 1960s. The day you got the internet to spread that through, that was just fan mail that comes in a bag. Yeah, that's how crazy stuff has gotten. Hello. 844 Radio US. 844 Radio US. Call in. We'll screen you off air and have a chat with you, hopefully. So we got some other stuff coming up. Apple is going to hit the $3 trillion mark in market cap. The question is when? There's also been some Minecraft record breakage going on there. And I've got a few other things to talk about as well. And I think we're going to come up on a break here in a little bit, hopefully soon, and be able to talk about those. And if you've got anything you want to talk about, by all means, 844 Radio US, 844 Radio US. We'll definitely try to take your call and talk about that as well. And also, we've got to talk about, I guess there was an issue with the Amazon App Store finally having issues and sorted out with Android 12 users, and be able to talk about that. And a myriad of other things as well. And I guess I'd throw some questions out there. Since you're going to be home for the holidays, many of the kids have also gotten out from doing stuff. My question to you is, what are you guys streaming? How many of you are on the Hallmark Channel? Going through that, Christmas is Hallmark 24/7. And how's that doing for you? How are any particular shows you're watching? Are you watching Charlie Brown Christmas? Are you upset in the fact that you have to have Apple TV in order to watch it? If you catch your PBS stations just right, they've been airing repeats of it because they got this deal with Apple because of the controversy from last year. And one of the things that I was upset about, I went to watch Frosty the Snowman on Paramount Plus. And as it was about to start, did you get the big placard that told you that this streaming was unavailable? Yeah, they forced you to go watch your CBS affiliate to watch Frosty the Snowman. Now, I don't know how much of these other shows, because, you know, they got Rudolph and several others and Frosty Returns. I don't know if those got blocked or not, because once I got blocked watching Frosty the Snowman, quite frankly, I didn't care anymore. I didn't care about watching any of it. And I'm a diehard fan, man. I've been watching that stuff as a kid. You have too. You know you have, and your kids and your kids' kids and everything else. But to turn around and pay 10-something a month, every single program that's been on, that you've been able to watch on Paramount Plus, and now all of a sudden, Frosty the Snowman comes on. Sorry, not going to happen. So, I'd like to also know, have you run into any preempts like that? Where you sat down, was ready to watch something, and you got the kiss of death scream. 844-RADIO-US. We'll be right back. Cyberline with you, 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US, host 2020 at cyber-line.com, facebook.com/cyberlinenet, and of course the ever-loving Tweety at Cyberline USA. Social media czarina, Amy Lynn, keeping up all of that with you, especially the Tweety and everything else. And we do thank her for keeping that together for us and into the new year as well. So a couple of things we need to talk about. First off, Charlie Jones and I, and I think even Bob and I on the show here last year, we had talked about how Apple was becoming a $2 trillion company. And basically it was a market cap. And if you don't know what market cap is, basically that's all the volumes of shares that are out and how much they are and what they're worth. So in order to hit that mark, the stock price has to be at a certain price level in order for it to hit. And I want to say when it hit 2 trillion, and again, it's been a while, it was somewhere between 120 and 140. Well, the magic number is $182 per share. So when it hits $182 per share, it will now break a record and will become a $3 trillion company in market cap. And to my knowledge, I don't think Google has hit that. I know Microsoft hasn't hit it. All of the big boys out there, Amazon and others, are not hitting it. And it's been putzing around the last week because they started talking about it last Monday, and the stock had been closing around 174, 175. Now, will it hit it? That's a good question, because this is the time where they have what's called the Santa Claus rally. Everybody rallies and tries to get what they can, and hopefully maybe it'll rally and get over the 182. If it doesn't, well, then it's not going to happen. The other problem is that once we get done with Christmas, that's pretty much winding up the year, and a lot of people have all of the crap stocks that aren't working for them. They start to dump them so that way they can write them off their taxes for this year at the close of December 31st. And there was a couple other things I wanted to tell you about as well. That was the market cap, and GameStop, the meme stocks and stuff are now coming down. In fact, I think I saw GameStop was at 100 or less not too long ago this week, because they had been on a tear for so long and having that issue. Also, there's, lost my train of thought there. There's a few other stocks that are doing really, really well. The chip stocks and stuff are doing well, especially AMD. And there's also Taiwan Semiconductor. And I heard that Samsung here in Texas is going to put in a chip plant in Austin. And actually, AMD is big down there. And then Texas Instruments is putting a chip plant in Sherman, which is a town over on the border between Texas and Oklahoma. not too far from here, Sherman Denison area. And they're going to get that all built, get stuff, people trained and everything, and hopefully be able to do some competition without having to go overseas. The problem is Taiwan Semiconductor is fantastic at what they do. I mean, you could turn around and write out something on a napkin and say, "Here, I want this made." And they can go in and make it. And with the chips and everything getting smaller and smaller and smaller, they're able to handle these smaller chips while at the same time, Texas Instruments and others just don't have the equipment for it. That's why you're not seeing a lot of the chips made here. And now they're trying to play catch up with these wafer plants and stuff. And so you're going to start seeing hopefully more and more being done here and less over there. Also, the Ford 150 Lightning has been doing fantastic. It's knocked Ford clear into $21 at one point this week. And they've been giving reservations out for them at $100 a reservation. So you have to have a $100 deposit to get it done. I've since heard, I think they've put that on hold because they don't think they're going to be able to get enough done in the year. I've heard two stories. I've heard from the call that Ford had for the stock from their earnings report that, yeah, we're going to get it done. And I've heard the other part that, man, we ain't going to be able to just crank out these fast enough, so we don't want to be getting too tied to it. So hopefully the Lightning will come out. We'll see what it does. And did you see that bit with Elon Musk and Elizabeth Warren? There's a